Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rapscallion Agency. A Leviathan Chronicles story. Prologue.
Dilly Heliport, this is Atlas 402, inbound on final approach, requesting permission to land.
Request denied, Atlas. This is restricted airspace. What's your clearance code?
Black Door, Alpha 6.
Verifying. Clearance granted, Atlas. Proceed to helipad 3. A security detail will meet you in the tarmac.
Davos, Switzerland. The Airbus helicopter banked steeply beside Zehorn Mountain and flared its rotor blades before touching down on the Alpine heliport. Three men ran forward in a crouched position to meet the prominent passenger who had traveled from Langley, Virginia.
Your Chief Hardwick, I'm up at a Bentley. It's an honor to meet you, sir. Welcome to Switzerland. We have an armored transport standing by. I can get you fully briefed in the car.
Does anyone else in your team know that I'm here?
Almost no one. Just my chief and myself.
That's already too many. All right, tell me why you dragged a dinosaur like me across the Atlantic on 24 hours' notice.
I'm sorry for the short notice, sir. You were the only one we felt was prepared for what we're seeing.
The only one, huh? Are any of the other doors aware of the operation?
We've been able to keep a lid on things so far.
That's a big assumption. When did Door 5 first see the signs?
Approximately 3 weeks ago. Dark web, terrorist channels, and our embedded contacts in the European underworld all said that most of the major crime syndicates are raising massive amounts of capital to participate in some sort of secret high-stakes auction.
And do we know what's on the block?
Some sort of new technology. Massive implications. We're told it could potentially change the global balance of power.
And who are the other lucky bidders?
That's the thing. We're seeing everything from rogue nation interests to third-party reps for corporate conglomerates. It's all over the board and the bidding has been strong. Apparently, every worst nightmare wants to buy this computer chip.
Do we know what kind of chip? What it does?
Apparently, it's the one that changes everything.
Who's the broker?
Gavaggio Azdemir, high-level criminal liaison, mostly arms and narcotics.
Yeah, I know Carvaggio. In 2019, he moved $150 million of small arms for Boko Haram that he financed with opium shipments that he ran through the Netherlands. And the little rat managed to get paid twice at both ends. A real peach.
Well, we've already had him under surveillance for 2 weeks, and he's already seen a failed attempt on his life back in Istanbul.
Some of the bidders decided to jump the line?
We don't know. He's keeping the bidder list very close to the vest. The word is that the bidding had already closed, and a group had come in close to $300 million.
But he broke the contract. Good old Carvaggio. They'll always follow the money like a train on tracks.
We were able to use our back channels to relay that we'd be willing to pay double in 24 hours.
Still doesn't explain why you needed me. Door number 5 has plenty of trained operatives across the continent.
We do, but you're the only one who knows Carvaggio.
And I run the only door that can pay $600 million.
Carvaggio has set strict rules in place for this meeting. We're told that the briefcase containing the microchip is booby-trapped with an explosive as a failsafe device. He says it's a safety precaution since pulling the deal from the second bidder. Carvaggio will give you the code to saw him once he and his colleagues are away.
Tell me about all his lovely colleagues.
We only have a visual. Two males, we think twins, bald, possibly albino. We've only clocked them together. Other than that, they're a mystery. No known match, no facial ID, no voice print, no verifiable identities.
How did they get into the country?
We don't know.
What's their connection to the chip?
We don't know.
Can you tell me something we do know?
The terms of engagement. The rules are, you go in alone. No arms, no devices. Once you enter the room with Caravaggio, you have exactly 5 minutes.
5 minutes until what?
Until the briefcase detonates.
The dark sedan came to a stop before a massive, thick metal gate at the bottom of a long, winding driveway.
Is that supposed to keep people out or keep them in?
Caravaggio's going nuts about security since the attempt on his life.
The immense gate opened, and the dark sedan drove past and up a winding driveway over a kilometer long.
We're almost at the chalet. It's at the top of the hill.
What does security look like?
Two guards at the perimeter of the chalet. Caravaggio's main goon is at the front of the door. Big fella, former German commando. He's going to frisk you before you're allowed in. They said they want me to stay in the car.
But you're not going to stay in the car, are you, Bentley?
No, sir.
Is the big guy going to be a problem for you?
Not for my taser.
Good. Take out the perimeter guards and secure the door once I get in. No one goes in or out until I give the word.
Yes, sir.
Door Chief Hardwick removed his cell phone from his breast pocket and handed it to Operative Bentley.
Here, take my phone. As soon as I get past the Matterhorn over there, initiate the wire transfer.
And if you don't get past?
Just shoot him anyway.
Hardwick exited the car and walked towards the modern glass-covered chalet. A 6'5" blonde-haired guard held out a gloved hand, telling Hardwick to stop.
That's close enough. Open your jacket and raise your arms.
You know who I am. Get on with it.
Raise your arms.
The massive Bavarian guard patted Hardwick's chest and stared hard.
I'm clean.
Before removing a Zippo lighter from his jacket pocket, it had the number 20 engraved in the brass.
Now you're clean. Go upstairs. He's waiting for you.
The door chief entered the grand living room that featured floor-to-ceiling glass windows overlooking the Pletsuer Alps. Two bold men wearing identical white turtlenecks sat at a conference table in front of a large laptop computer. Caravaggio stood behind them.
I'm Hardwick.
Oh, I remember you, door chief. Do you understand the terms of your presence here?
I've been told I have 5 minutes, so I'll be brief. I've just authorized the release of $600 million in escrow.
Your organization must have some very ambitious plans.
I'd rather curb the ambitions of others.
As you wish. Activate the timer on the explosives.
Yes, sir.
You can take the suitcase containing the chip when we have verified payment.
We are logging into the Panama account to confirm receipt. Receipt confirmed.
Congratulations, Door Chief Hardwick. Your Black Door Group has a very powerful weapon in its possession. I'll have to be more careful in my own affairs, as I know your penchant for eavesdropping. Please, the briefcase is yours.
I'm not here for the briefcase.
Then I'm afraid you just became $600 million poorer for nothing.
I want information. I want to know who the second bidder was.
There must be some mistake. I was told that you had already been fully briefed. Although I'll admit, I assumed you were beyond doing something this juvenile, Door Chief. But there are 5 pounds of C4 built into the briefcase that will not only destroy the chip, but vaporize this entire chalet. You're going to want the disarming code, and I'm not giving it to you until we're safely out of here. And by my estimation, you have less than 4 minutes.
You mean we? You're not going anywhere, Caravaggio. Not until you tell me who the second bidder was.
I don't reveal my clients, Hardwick. It would be unprofessional.
Don't test me, you ratbag insect.
You said he wouldn't do this.
Shut up. It's really pathetic that your own intelligence failures would drive you to this.
Second bidder. Tell me who is going to buy the chip.
Isn't it your job to know these things?
You're going to give me the name.
Boot on your neck. Pressing harder, Lord Chief.
Try me.
I'm not wasting any more time on this infantile exchange. I'm leaving, Hardwick. It couldn't be less a pleasure to see you again.
You're not going anywhere. I've got men stationed at the perimeter and exits with orders to shoot to kill.
You're bluffing, Hardwick. A bit embarrassing at your age.
3 minutes.
Jacob, we have a small problem. Would you please come into the room and remove Mr. Hardwick from existence?
This is your last chance. Who was the second bidder, Caravaggio?
Jacob?
2.5 minutes and we're all going to die. Second bidder.
Jacob, respond.
Give me the name.
Jacob, where are you?
We're both stuck here, Caravaggio. The name. I swear I'll blow us all to hell.
I said this wouldn't
happen. Anyone would respond.
Give me the damn name!
The windowed wall of the chalet exploded as a tall man on a nylon belay line smashed through the glass.
Monsieur Murdoch.
You're looking well, Caravaggio.
No. You, I killed you! You died back in Istanbul in the Bosphorus!
I'm quite good at holding my breath. Now, why don't you take your last? I'll be taking this.
Excuse me, but I think I just paid for that.
Hardwick took the fire poker from the mantel and swung it in his hand, knocking the pistol to the ground.
Murdoch.
Hardwick, this is a surprise. Dolchevs don't belong in the field.
We have our moments.
Hardwick swung the iron rod again. But instead of meaning flesh, the rod met metal.
Looks like you got your prosthetic upgraded.
Allow me to give you a hand.
A 12-inch blade shot out from Murdoch's metal hand.
You were the second bidder.
Wouldn't you like to know? Apologies, Hardwick. Time to take my leave.
Hardwick! Dorchi! Jesus! I gotta get medical. You're bleeding out there.
The chip. Bentley. You've got to get it back. You've got to...
Hardwick!
He's getting... away.
Now to get away. Yes?
Have you arrived in Switzerland?
I have. It's a bit colder than expected.
Do you have it?
I do.
What about our American friend?
I don't foresee them being a problem. I'm afraid I'm going to have to put you on hold.
This is Bentley. I'm in pursuit. I'll try to knock him off the road. Close the gate and don't let anyone through.
You're not getting away.
Ugh, I hate American drivers.
Murdoch pulled the emergency brake on his car, causing Bentley's armored SUV to race past. It took only a single hard tap to send Bentley's car swerving into a deep snowbank.
This is Bentley. Secure the gate. Repeat, secure the gate. Pursuing target on foot. Damn it, it's too far. I can't make the shot.
I guess time is up.
Murdoch violently threw the booby-trapped briefcase out of the window towards the imposing gate, driving towards it until...
No! Au revoir, mon ami. I'm back.
Well?
The prototype chip has been destroyed, but I have the laptop with the schematics and plans.
A better outcome. Not all parties will believe the chip is destroyed and no one will be looking for it. We'll have total exclusivity. It will allow us to charge even more for what we're planning.
And our agreement is still in place?
It is.
Then I'll switch cars before the border and drive through the night. I'll see you in Paris, Doctor.
Yes, Mr. Merodak. I'll see you in Paris.
I've been listening to The Rapscallion Agency, a Leviathan audio production written and created by Christoph Laputka. Go to rapscallionagency.com, or to dive deeper into the story, listen to The Leviathan Chronicles on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Rapscallion Agency was executive produced by Amish Chani, produced and mixed by Robin Shore, produced by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, casting by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, original music by Luke Allen, editing and sound design by Luke Allen and Robin Shore, directed by Christoph Laputka. Starring Terrence Smith as Agent Bentley, Eric Dieter as Door Chief Hardwick, Sean Owens as Caravaggio, Gary Armagnac as Monsieur Murdoch, Caroline Givache as Dr. Terrence Venezuela, narrated by Benoit Monin. Additional voices by Valeria Zunzun, Laura Post, Robin Shore, and Christoph Laputka. For a full cast list, go to rapscallionagency.com. To learn more about our other audio drama podcasts, go to leviathanaudioproductions.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get the latest news and behind-the-scenes footage. Thank you for supporting Leviathan Audio Productions, and thank you for listening to The Rapscallion Agency.
Leviathan Audio Production. Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.